Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Steve Odell. Cross-border tensions cannot stop gospel workers in Afghanistan. Later, scripture booklets shine a light into the darkest corners of Zimbabwe. First up, another round of peace talk between Afghanistan and Pakistan failed last week, yet both nations claim they'll maintain their shaky ceasefire. Tensions have run high since October with disputes over cross-border terrorist activities. Just last Friday, new clashes broke out in a southern Afghanistan district, with Pakistani shelling killing five people. Yet Greg Kelly from Unknown Nations says the gospel is crossing borders too. One way is through outreach to the Afghan diaspora.
There's more than a million, way more than a million Afghans who are in neighboring countries that include Pakistan, that include Iran and Turkey.
Unknown Nations partners work to disciple believers living across these nations.
We even heard a story recently of three Afghan families who are refugees in Nairobi, Kenya, receiving Christ, being water baptized, and now being equipped and trained up, and they will become incredible ambassadors and advocates for the gospel and will ultimately have an impact inside the country of Afghanistan.
Persecution is not a maybe, but guaranteed for believers in the Muslim majority culture, Kelly says. Yet despite likely persecution from close family members, these bonds are advantageous for the gospel.
Because usually when it hits one person, they're in close proximity to a lot of other people.
Also, South Africa's education system needs improvement to prepare children for the future. The country faces a severe literacy crisis where most grade 4 learners are unable to read for meaning. David Durance from Teach Beyond says,
when children are not provided that opportunity to break out, to have an opportunity to learn, and even the basic things like literacy, when that's missed, suddenly we recognize the lasting impact it is for this generation and for the next generation.
Rural schools often lack reliable electricity and internet, leaving students behind in technology. And hundreds of public schools no longer offer mathematics. Overcrowded classes of 40 to 50 plus learners push teachers into crowd control instead of inspiring learning.
We have to recognize that from an educational environment, there's a lasting impact on how these children will learn.
Durance points to a local approach in their open schools. It helps children shift into a learning mindset.
You walk into that classroom and the way they introduce themselves to each other is about play. It's not writing your name on some name tag and slapping it on your desk.
This approach creates space for teachers to talk on life and the gospel, walk alongside educators from Teach Beyond with prayer, action, and contribution. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Zimbabwe, like many places in the world today, is hungry for hope.
Poverty, disease, political uncertainty only heighten the urgent need for genuine transformation.
Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says Satan offers false hope through Zimbabwe's popular religion.
The population is considered Christian, but it's often mixed, and there is the false teaching and these specific sects, which blends elements of Christianity with animism.
Thousands fall prey to this deception. WMP partners with Every Home for Christ to introduce gospel truth.
They are equipping the churches to take the mission into their own hands, and it's transforming Zimbabwe one home at a time.
World Missionary Press scripture booklets make God's word accessible in every language. Plus, they help believers offer hope to neighbors in need.
A lot of people are not comfortable approaching someone about their need for Christ, but most people are willing to smile and hand the scripture booklet, which is God's word, and then let the Spirit do the work.
With your support, WMP can send gospel hope to the darkest corners of Zimbabwe and beyond. Learn more at missionnews.org.
One pastor recalls a time when his community was overshadowed by fear and spiritual oppression. The EAC team was able to come in and work with him, and then he said, "We have seen what happens when people take the gospel seriously. Our community is no longer the same."
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve Odell.